Hills on a Saturday night, he came liquored up and looking for a fight. Half mile line and the other half man, he could crush a piece of rock in the palm of his hand. Big River Joe was the toughest of them all. He was 300 pounds and 7 feet tall. He could whip 8 men, maybe 10 of them were small. And it took a fool to cross Big River Joe.
Big River Joe.
Into a bar in the middle of town, Big Joe stormed and he laid his money down. Drinks for the house is what River Joe cried, and either you drank or chances are you died. Big River Joe was the toughest of them all. He was 300 pounds and 7 feet tall. He could whip 8 men, maybe 10 of they were small. And it took a fool to cross Big River Joe.
Big River Joe.
Up jumped a little old man near the door. I don't believe he stood more than 5'4". He was a stranger who had just came to town, and he took Joe's drink and he threw it to the ground. Big River Joe was the toughest of them all. He was 300 pounds and 7 feet tall. He could whip 8 men, maybe 10 of they were small. And it took a fool to cross Big River Joe.
Big River Joe.
Folks around here still talk about the fight. It didn't break up till the middle of the night. Joe got the worst beaten guess they ever saw, and the little guy who beat him was River Joe's pa. Big River Joe was the toughest of them all. He was 300 pounds and 7 feet tall. He could whip 8 men, maybe 10 of they were small. And it took a fool to cross Big River Joe.
Big River Joe. Big River Joe. Big River Joe.